Got something to say? Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Presents Got Something to Say.
Welcome to the show. I'm Johnny Reinhardt, and today we're talking about Kris Kringle the Musical that's happening at Twin City Players coming up here very soon, December 6th through the 15th. Very excited to have some wonderful people in the studio today. We've got Faith, who is the director. We also have Mike and Fran and Jody joining me, and I want you guys in a little bit to, you know, introduce yourselves with your characters as well and tell us a little bit about that. But first off, Faith, I want to talk to you. So you're director of the show. It's a musical, but it's, you know, it's a Christmas musical, and so it's around that time of year where people have, cast members probably have busy schedules and putting this all together. What's it been like to put together this musical?
Well, this is a very unusual musical. There's a The music is quite spread across the board. Mm-hmm. We have a little barbershop. We have a little Andrew Sister type music.
Okay.
And some things that sounds like it came out of La Mis. So mm-hmm. we really have quite a variety of music. The kids are fantastic. There's a lot of kids involved in the show. And this is probably some of the most talented kids I've ever worked with.
That's awesome.
I used to direct shows in Lafayette, Indiana, and at the public school system. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty amazed by the talent that we have. The singers are great. I don't know what else I can say other than it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and even with this rough weather, everybody's mm-hmm. been showing up for rehearsal.
That's a big challenge too around the holidays.
Yes. I mean, this is a volunteer organization.
Right.
People don't have to come. And I think everybody is having a good time with it because it is so different and mm-hmm. unique. And I think that's, you know, adds to it all.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have Mike joining us. And Mike, tell me what character you'll be playing, because I can see make my
it's
guess on what character you might be playing. But for those listening, tell us what character you're playing.
Oh, I'm reprising Santa Claus this
okay.
time around. This is my second time doing Santa Claus. I did Kris Kringle a couple of Christmases ago.
Okay.
This time, though, it's a musical, mm-hmm. which is a little bit different. It adds an interesting dimension to the play.
Absolutely.
So, that's, you know, in my role, I'm the master of the North Pole, the master of
right.
the Elves Workshop, right? And we have a process where we bring in new apprentices, and that's what the storyline is about, bringing in some new apprentices.
Okay.
And one of the apprentices happens to be a young man named Kris Kringle.
Okay.
And so he is an aspiring toy maker, and it's the story of how he comes in, and then he also happens to get involved with some not so nice people.
Okay.
Who are attempting to take over the Elves Workshop. So anyway, that's, I don't want to give away the whole story.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. But so is this a fairly new musical?
I believe it first came out just a couple of years ago. So yeah. There's not a lot of media. You know, you can't go on YouTube and see
sure.
it. You can't go anywhere and preview the play. So it's a kind of a new thing.
Mm-hmm. And a new style story, and something that, you know a lot of the characters,
yeah,
like obviously
yeah.
Santa and Kris Kringle, you know the names, but
right.
there's going to be a lot of new things that will happen. And of course, there's going to be songs. So any story that's told with a song is going to be fun and interesting and good for the whole family. Faith, real quick, give me like a brief synopsis
sure.
Of the show for people that might want to go and check it out.
Well, it's holiday musical reveals the untold story of the young Kris Kringle.
Mm-hmm.
Discover what happens when an evil toy company CEO crosses paths with a starry-eyed, jobless toy maker whose family's name carries a curse with the power to destroy Christmas.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I'm intrigued.
From the top of the world in the North Pole, Kris Kringle teams up with Santa and Mrs. Claus, the beautiful Evelyn Noel, a band of hilarious apprentices and elves and magical toys to remind us what Christmas is really about, which is hope, family, and forgiveness.
Wow. That sounds cool. So let's move down to Fran. You play Mrs. Claus. So Mrs. Claus is obviously a very important part of just the overall story of the history of Santa and Mrs. Claus, kind of keep the things together. But so tell me about what your character does in this storyline.
I encourage.
Okay.
Mrs. Claus is there to remind Santa of who he once was and all this curse that we've heard about. Santa kind of gets caught up in hardening his heart a little bit, okay, and making it all about being afraid of being hurt again because this curse has been put in place. So Martha Claus, mm-hmm, Mrs. Claus, has it in her mind she's going to figure out a way to make Santa the man that she fell in love with once again and help him to get his Christmas spark and joy back, as well as encouraging Kris Kringle, because she sees a lot of what Kris Kringle is. She sees her husband,
okay,
as a young man, and seeing the similarities that they have together. So I get to sing a song called There Is Something Wonderful in You. Aww. And I get to sing that to Kris and do a little waltz with him to encourage him,
cool,
as well as when Santa realizes, what do I need to do? Mm-hmm. I can encourage him as a loving wife to know that I believe that there's something wonderful in him.
That's
I'm a little feisty, too, because I do have to go behind Santa's back. Mrs. Claus really wants to have a toy competition to get this done, and Santa is not listening. So she does it all on her own, and it works.
That's great. We're talking with the cast and some of the crew for Kris Kringle, the musical. It's opening December 6th and runs through December 15th at Twin City Players in St. Joe. And we also have Jody joining me. And Jody, you play what character in this show?
I am Ms. Horn.
So what does Ms. Horn do in Kris Kringle, the musical? If you don't want to, just in case, if there's any like plot lines that are important, keep some of that stuff out. But tell me about your character.
So Ms. Horn is a lawyer, and she is the lawyer for the CEO that was referenced earlier.
Uh-huh.
But she is really just motivated by money. She wants her Christmas bonus. And so she is trying to get her Christmas bonus by any means possible.
That's really cool.
It's a lot of fun.
So a little bit on the evil side, sort of the sort of greed behind Christmas. I like this. This seems like such a really cool story. And it's not just, you know, the simple like, oh, well, you play Mrs. Claus, so you just do this, or you play Santa Claus, and that's pretty much, you're not really having a lot of your character just does one dimensional things. So it's really cool. And plus you get to sing, you get to dance, you get to have some fun. But how long has rehearsals been happening? Because like you said, you got a lot of kids involved, you got a lot of adults involved. But we know this time of year, busy schedules for everyone. How long has rehearsals and things been going on?
We have been started tryouts the end of September, and rehearsals began the beginning of October.
Wow.
So we've been working on this for quite a while. And we have 18 songs in this musical. So what we do is divide the rehearsals up. We have three rehearsals a week, usually for music, and one day for choreography, and then blocking. So I just think that we needed all that.
Yeah.
Because this is not a simple show. No. There's an awful lot involved in it. And 18 songs, Candace, our music director, is doing a wonderful job putting this all, you know, doing the music. And Juliet is doing the choreography, Golub. She had the lead in the Addams Family not long ago. So
that's great.
We have a wonderful crew that's helping putting this all together.
Absolutely. And so it's going to be awesome. How do you guys get into the Christmas spirit when you've started rehearsals like a month and a half ago? I mean, do you guys decorate or get the set ready ahead of time so that you can kind of get into that Christmas spirit?
I would say, so my four children are also in this show.
Okay.
And we started listening to Christmas songs in the middle of September, because that was part of the audition, was to have a holiday song. So I would say, you know, listening to Christmas song about September 15th, September 10th, you really are, you get into the spirit really soon.
So this show, like we said, runs December 6th through the 15th. Now let's get down to business on some of the important stuff that people need to know, like tickets, show times, and things like that. You've got some special things happening and even more performances for that 2-week run, correct?
Well, the show is Thursday. It starts December 5th, and times are 7:30 for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Saturday matinee and Sunday matinee is at 2 o'clock.
Okay, so usually, I know Twin City Players usually does a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So you added some shows, even though.
Yes.
So that's a lot of performances to
in 2 weeks. Yeah, usually we run over a month or at least 3 weeks.
Well, the Grinch is going to come on after that. Yeah. So that's part of the reasoning, I
absolutely
think.
Yeah. How much are tickets?
Tickets are $15. You might as well say $16 because there's a dollar fee.
Okay.
And children is $7 and a dollar fee. So you might as well say $8.
Okay. Get those tickets, TwinCityPlayers.org, or call 269-429-0400. As we get down to the final minute or so, is there anybody you want to thank, sponsors or people involved in the show that we didn't mention?
Well, I better mention all the production team here. Bill Klein is the assistant director. Debbie Robertson is the stage manager. Dave Goodyear is doing lights. I've already mentioned Candace. She's the music director. And Julia, choreographer. Rita Truex and Barb Estepka are co-costumers. And then Abigail and her mom have been helping out with costumes.
Wonderful.
Tabitha Nelson's doing props. And Candace Myers designed the set. So we got a whole list of people.
That's great.
And then our season sponsors are Meyer, Indiana Michigan Power Cooks Nuclear Plant, Lake Michigan Chiropractic LLC, the Harold Palladium, the Boulevard Inn and Bistro, and TPC Technologies.
Wonderful. Great show. Kris Kringle, the musical, it's at Twin City Players, opens December 6th, runs through the 15th. Get your info at TwinCityPlayers.org or call 269-429-0400. Thank you guys so much for stopping by today.
Thanks. I also want to make sure our show, we do have a show sponsor. Yes. Okay. And that is Thrivent Financial. So much thanks to them that we can put this show on. And our opening night, we always have an opening night reception. Yeah. And we have sponsors for that who provide wine and
Lemon Creek Winery and a bit of Swiss Pastry Shop. So December 6th, our opening night. Come out and join us for the afterglow as well.
Wonderful. Well, thank you guys so much for stopping by today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Got something to say. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got something to say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.